This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadga with news. The headlines first. Gabon forms a 5-member probe committee to into death of Ganesh Nepali after self-immolation incident. Prime Minister Balendra Shah shows a smooth coordination among stakeholders to resolve energy sector's problems. Education Ministry warns of action against institutions running foreign academic programs without government approval. And East Asia braces for destructive typhoon as landslides kill 15 people in Philippines. Now the news in detail. The government has formed a 5-member investigation committee to probe the death of Ganesh Nepali, a youth from Mugu who succumbed to burn injuries. Nepali, who self-immolated at Tripureshwar of Kathmandu on Thursday, passed away today while undergoing treatment in the ICU of Bir Hospital. During his address to a session of the House of Representatives today, Home Minister Sudhan Gurung said that 5-member investigation committee, coordinated by Deputy Inspector General of Police, DIG Govinda Thapolia, was formed regarding the incident. Home Minister Gurung said that the government had made preparation for taking the injured Nepali to India in a bid to save his life, but it was impossible due to the unstable health condition of Nepali, as reported by the doctors. According to the Home Minister, 5 people from Kathmandu Metropolitan Police were taken under control for further investigation into the incident on Thursday. He also urged people not to doubt the government's intentions, saying that although some demands raised by the Gen Z movement and public expectations could not be fulfilled due to existing legal provisions, the government was committed to addressing public concerns. Earlier in the meeting, taking an urgent speaking slot, Mugu's lawmaker Khadak Bahadur Shahi said, Ganesh Nepali was forced to take such an extreme step due to the state's wrong policies. He urged the government to abandon the misconception that laws can be effectively implemented merely by increasing fines. Annual reports of 3 different bodies were presented at today's meeting of the House of Representatives. On behalf of Prime Minister Balendra Shah, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Sobhita Gautam presented the 19th annual report of the Election Commission for the fiscal year 2024-25, the 8th annual report of the National Security Council for the fiscal year 2024-25, and the 18th annual report of the National Women Commission for fiscal year 2024-25 before the House. Similarly, the House also approved a proposal to deliberate on the National Service Corps Bill 2026 presented by Minister Gautam on behalf of the Prime Minister. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has said that energy is the main basis of economic transformation, which creates jobs and spurs industrialization and green development. During a meeting he had with the officials of the Independent Power Producers Association of Nepal, IPAN, at his office in Singhadarbar today, Prime Minister Shah held the role of the energy sector in promoting Nepal's export trade. He informed that the government had taken seriously the problems, opportunities and challenges in the energy sector. IPAN officials were assured that Prime Minister Shah would take move for a smooth coordination among stakeholders, including the Line Ministry and Nepal Electricity Authority, so that the problems facing the energy sector would be resolved. The Ministry of Education and Sports has warned that the academic institutions that run courses of A-level, CBSE, IBDP and other programs without the government's prior approval would face action. The government has intensified its efforts in implementation of legal provisions by approving the foreign education programs, operation and regulations from the cabinet meeting on Wednesday. This is aimed at increasing educational quality and regulating colleges operating with affiliation from foreign academic institutions. 16 people, including 10 Indian nationals, died of high-altitude sickness in Mustang District during a fiscal year. According to Province Hospital Jomsom, 10 Indians, 5 Nepalese, and 1 Mexican lost their lives due to high altitude sickness during the period of the fiscal year 2025 and 26. Physically disabled persons, senior citizens, and patients with chronic diseases remain at high risk of high altitude sickness. This news comes to you from Daily Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Videsh gaye pari chinta ki na garne
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line
jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai
call gardus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *14**7# dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknu huncha
Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The two-day National Conference of Deputy Speakers of House of Representatives, Vice Chairperson of the National Assembly and Deputy Speakers of all seven provinces concluded today by issuing the Birtha Mode Declaration with the commitment to make the country's federal democratic system further effective. The declaration has stressed for ensuring effective role of Deputy Speaker and Vice Chairperson of the Federal Parliaments and the Deputy Speakers of the Province Assemblies, develop and implement the annual calendar of the legislative bodies, and implement the reports and directives of the parliamentary committees. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Landslides triggered by one of the strongest storms in decades have killed at least 15 people in southern Philippines as parts of East Asia brace themselves for looming storm, according to the BBC. Typhoon Babi, which spans 1,000 kilometers at its widest point, roughly the width of France, is sweeping across the Pacific towards Taiwan. It is expected to dump rain on Taiwan's north and east and on a chain of remote Japanese islands before making landfall in southern southeastern China on Saturday. And dozens of flights have been cancelled while schools have suspended classes across the region. Supermarket shelves have been wiped clean as residents stock up on the supplies ahead of the typhoon. A fire at a shoe factory in southeastern Chinese city of Xinjiang has killed at least 28 people, according to the state news agency. Dramatic footage posted by Xinhua News Agency showed huge plumes of black smoke rising from a building, as well as people who appeared to be trapped on the roof. President Xi Jinping said blaze had caused major casualties, adding those responsible must be held strictly accountable. The blaze erupted at the Huiteng footwear factory at around noon local time on Thursday. It is unclear how many were injured. However, authorities dispatched more than 500 personnel to extinguish the blaze and rescue people. State media also reported that there were nearly 240 people at the factory when the fire broke out. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to remain mostly cloudy across the country. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at a few places in the Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces. Similarly, there are also chances of light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning at many places in Madhes province and the hilly and Thurai regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at a few places in the hilly and Thurai regions of Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces, and at a few places in hilly regions of Karnali province. Similarly, there is also a possibility of heavy to very heavy rainfall at a few places in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at one or two places in the Madhes province, the Thurai regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and the hilly and Thurai regions of Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Gabon forms a 5-member probe committee into death of Ganesh Nepali after self-immolation incident. Prime Minister Balendra Shah assures smooth coordination among stakeholders to resolve energy sector's problems. Education Ministry warns of action against institutions running foreign academic programs without government approval. And East Asia braces for destructive typhoon as landslides kill 15 people in Philippines. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.